Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 244. Willow! All right? You've waited since 1988. And we answered the call. Oh, man. Fantasy Adventure, directed by Ron Howard. Executive produced by George Lucas. Written by Bob Dolman from a story by George Lucas. It's a very Lucas-esque story, I guess. I see that.
Yeah, maybe Lucas's contribution was, what if there's a baby floating down a river and then this Bob guy just took it over? Right. That was George Lucas's contribution.
What if everything's practical and they're all small people? That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I know a guy. He played Wicket. He's a friend of mine. It says, Lucas conceived the idea for the film in 1972, approaching Howard to direct during the post-production phase of Cocoon.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Cocoon. Cocoon.
Cocoon.
Okay. Hmm. Industrial Light and Magic created the visual effects and animation sequences, which led to a revolutionary breakthrough with digital morphing technology.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love it when they turn a cat into Michael Jackson. That's so cool. A panther or whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is released May 20th, 1988. Budget of $35 million, box office of $137 million. This is when movies just made money, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
There were no flops back then. You made money. People didn't want to stay home. They went to the theater. Okay. A television series that served as a sequel to the film was released on Disney Plus in 2022. I do not remember that.
Yeah, I never watched it because I'd never seen Willow, but I remember it having some controversy because shortly after they released all the episodes, they pulled it. So it is now gone. You can't watch it. It's off of Disney.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. I don't know the reason, but yeah, you cannot watch that show. It is gone.
Mm. Was that guy Warwick Davis in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Well.
Bummer.
I don't think I was going to watch it anyways, but it sucks that I don't have the option. Let me make that decision, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this movie, we got our little, Willow, of course, played by Warwick Davis. Val Kilmer's in here. 1988. I don't know how many movies Val Kilmer had been in before this, but this seems pretty early on.
It was definitely post Top Gun, because I know for a fact Top Gun was released in 86, because I was born in 86. My parents always talked about, you know, that movie around the time my mom was pregnant. So it was 2 years after Top Gun, so he was up there in terms of popularity. Yeah.
He's pretty good in this.
Yeah.
I enjoyed his part.
Especially the first time you meet him. The first time you meet him is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And then the second time is even better when he has breasts.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the movie takes a while to get to Val. The whole like first 30 minutes, I'm like, where's Val? You know, but.
Yeah, so we got Willow. Fucking. He has a baby.
Yeah, it's one of those Chosen One movies where it's said in some scripts that scripture that some baby would be born and that baby would go on and dismantle the queen, and now the queen is trying to, you know, captures all these pregnant women and does some ritual with these babies, and then a baby gets born and bears the mark of the one. Some Matrix stuff, and they sneak the baby out before the queen can get a hold of the baby, and this woman just puts a baby on a little wooden, a little boat made of sticks and grass and pushes it down a river, and then that's when Willow kind of finds it. I don't know how that baby survived, but
goodbye. Wee-wee.
Yeah. I'm like, one little dip in that water, that baby. But yeah, it washes up ashore at Willow's village, and Willow and his family take the baby in.
And they have, oh yeah, his family. These didn't appear to be children to me. That's like, they seem like they're like 19 or something. But I guess they're children. I don't know what happened to his the mom or his wife. I don't they ever explicitly say. Okay. I feel like they're alluding to she's dead or something
No,
like
she's
that.
there. She's the one that convinces him
Oh,
to
she
keep the
was
baby.
there. Yeah. Just not in a lot. Don't worry about her.
She's only in a couple scenes, yeah.
The spouse should be seen, not heard. Whatever. It's like he's a single dad. And the mom's just in the back. Yeah, he's got a full-size baby that he has to protect, and he's not full size, so shenanigans ensue. Him just carrying this baby is a freaking chore. He's got this giant backpack baby. He's like, go. But he's
Even
got
his
normal
kids,
size.
even his two kids are about as tall as he is. I'm like, all right, like, where's the continuity on this thing here? Because they're your 5-year-olds are as big as you are.
I kept looking at his damn hands, dude. His hands appear to be giant man hands, though. They're very big. When he grabs things,
Yeah, touching the
I'm
baby, the
like,
thing, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Like, I think those are bigger hands than me. So he's gifted. He's got the giant palms. Yeah, so I don't remember he's protecting the baby. I
Yeah,
think
it's
they
like
were.
the queen knows that somehow the baby escapes, so she sends out all these search parties to find the baby, which happens to be these big boar-looking dogs, and those dogs attack Willow's village, and so they come up with some plan. We gotta get oh, they're after the baby. We gotta get the baby out of here. So they nominate Willow and a couple of his compatriots, and then they go off on a Lord of the Rings like journey to deliver the baby to wherever. I don't even remember what the original plan was.
Yeah, and the dogs in costumes were great. Just the fucking weird comments. They're just running. I was like, oh. Yeah, those are dogs. That's funny looking. Yeah, it's just a point A to point B fantasy adventure. What were those freaking even smaller people called? The brownies?
Yeah, I was
Yeah,
like,
the
what
brownies. They were pretty
the
funny. Hey, what are you doing over here, man?
fuck?
The funny, ridiculous George Lucas comedy relief. We got to have the Jar Jar Binks character in here. What if we have characters that are very, very small in contrast to the already pretty small Willow, and they are wacky creatures from the forest, and they shoot toothpicks at him, and yeah. I don't remember why they joined him.
Oh, it's because at some point they run into Val Kilmer's character, which, God, his name is so long. It's like Mad something. I don't remember. But he convinces Willow to take the baby, and then they march on home thinking that everything's going to be okay. And then out of nowhere, this raven comes flying in, and a couple of the brownies are riding the raven with the baby, screaming, "Oh, we stole the baby!" And then the raven
Yeah.
crashes or whatever, and they find the baby again.
Mad Mardigan.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Mad
Yeah,
Mardigan.
that was a great scene. We stole the baby! Riding the fucking bird. Hurry up, dumb bird!
Ten
Yeah,
left.
and then how crappy that superimposed miniature people on it. And that superimposed miniature person riding, I don't know, hawk. And then superimposed baby being held by the hawk. The hawk can't do any of this. The hawk is. So it looked very weird. And yeah, little wacky, tiny people.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to
The
see the
brownies.
technology, especially it seems like this kind of paved the way for movies like what's the Rick Moranis one?
Honey, I Shrunk the
Oh yeah,
Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This reminds me of the sequence from Army of Darkness, the Evil Dead movie with all the little Bruce Campbells running around. So it's kind of fun to see. I thought it was done pretty. I mean, obviously it looks cheesy. It's 88, but some of it's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, when you like just have the camera on them and you're focusing down and it's able to be real people, like
Yeah.
not artificially miniaturized. It looks nice.
Yeah,
But
totally.
yeah, as soon as you pull out and you have to really make them small, it's a little wacky, but they try to be as practical as possible. Yeah, and then the baby gets stolen, and well, we got Val Kilmer's character, Mad Mardigan, is dressed up as a woman because he's, I don't know, having a, I don't know, sleeping with some lady. But why was he dressed up as a woman right then? I don't know. Something
Yeah, they're
went.
trying to like they're trying they know the husband she knows the husband's on his way or something, because they're in like a bar, and like the shady room, back room in a bar, and she's like, and before my husband comes in, so he dresses up as a woman to pretend like they weren't having sex, so that when
Yeah,
the
then
fucking husband eventually barges in. Yeah.
so when the husband barges in, he wants to have sex with Val Kilmer. Hey, you're
I was like,
busty,
what? Your wife's right there.
huh? Yeah, she's fine. Yeah, then he teams back up with Willow after losing the baby, and super boring adventure starts, and the queen tries to stop him a couple times, but seems really inept. And then we get there's like the guards. I don't know what they are. Evil guards.
What's his name? Fucking Mr. Grayskull, or the guy, Nail or Noel or something, who's kind of like the Darth Vader of this movie. He doesn't really have much to do, but he just has the skull mask. Yeah, he's kind of like
Yeah,
the main bad villain.
spooky.
Yeah.
And this doesn't Val and the woman soldier have some kind of love interest?
To
Yeah.
me, that was the most interesting part of the movie in terms of the characters go, because they start off like she's the daughter of the queen, so she's evil, and she's the one hunting, trying to find the baby, and then they just have like banter throughout the movie, you know, flirty banter. And then he gets they capture the baby at one point, and they take Val Kilmer and Willow hostage into the snowy mountains, and then they escape. And Val Kilmer, I think one of the brownies throws some dust on him. It's like a love
Oh,
potion
yeah.
spell or whatever. And so he sees that woman, and then he starts, you know, pining over her. And that's kind of when it all, the relationship starts to come into play.
The love fairy dust, yep. Oh, yeah, then at some point, Willow gets this wand
Oh, yeah.
early on
Little white
that
stick
he.
with curls.
Yeah. And he's like fucking holding it, and then the little bird. Be careful with that wand. It's very dangerous. It's a true sorcerer would use this. And
It looks silly. You couldn't spruce it up a little bit. It looks like you just picked up a stick off the ground and just used your wand.
it's fucking driftwood, dude. This thing looks like it will float forever. It's so light. And I think the first time he moves it around and says some bullshit, he gets popped into the tree, like t 10 feet up from where he was, and Val Kilmer's character looks up. Oh, hey, Willow, good
Good night, yeah.
night. that's good. Yeah, we get a journey to
Yeah, I forget what that place is called. Tia Qu
Nakmar
Akmar
Castle.
Castle. That's where the climax
Yeah,
happens. Big
yeah.
action set piece.
Upon the arrival, Bev Morda casts a spell, turning them all into pigs.
Yes.
Willow, having used the wand to protect himself, finally restores Raziel to her human form. She breaks Barvorda's spell, and Willow's army manages to trick their way into the castle. Kale slays Eirk, so Mad Mardigan avenges him, while Willow, Sorsha, and Raziel confront Barmover, whatever, in the ritual chamber. Incapacitates Raziel. You basic slider. Yeah, Willow has this magic wand. Willow uses basic sleight of hand to trick Barmore into thinking he made Elora vanish. Because you remember in the beginning of the movie, he was doing some magic without a wand, and he stuck the log over his arm and put the stick through it. Oh, wow. I love that. I love that character from the village who, like, doesn't really like him. He's kind of
Oh,
bigger.
yeah.
He's like the biggest small person. He's like, "I don't believe in you, Willow.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do anything."
Where's my
Anyways.
fucking money? That
You fucking
guy. He's like the Joe Pesci of
Hey, I'm fucking almost tall enough to get out of here, you know?
the
Couple more inches and I'm a normie.
village. Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Yeah, it's I don't know. The look of the movie looks pretty great. It feels like a 80s, like Spielberg, Lucas adventure kind of movie.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely not as entertaining as what you would think those movies would be. I think it falls off a bit and rests a little bit too much on just the visuals of it and not the actual adventure. But yeah, the costumes and, using real people that are small, it's just really grounded in that way. And I think it
Yeah.
looks great. I think it's boring as all get out. I was struggling to keep my eyes open for most of it. 2 hours, 6 minutes, pretty damn freaking long.
Yeah. Cool effects too. There's a during the climax battle, there's a sequence where, because they keep mentioning trolls and how Willow doesn't like trolls, which and they end up being like these monkey-like characters, but one of them turns into like this two-headed demon dragon thing. I thought that was kind of cool. This like big ass puppet that they used.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then they like melt the puppet or something. Yeah, it was some kind of
Yeah.
weird shit.
Yeah, it was funny because in the end, the sleight of hand thing with Willow, because he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna transport this baby where it won't be harmed, somewhere else." And for my dumbass brain was like, "Oh, that would be cool if Willow just transferred that baby into like our world." We cut to like, I don't know, 1980s fucking New York or some shit, and the baby's just in an alley or something. I was like, that would be kind of a fun ending, but then it was like, nope, it's just 10 feet behind me. Aha! Gotcha,
Yeah,
bitch.
so he leaves Allura after everyone's defeated in the care of Mad Mardigan and Sorsha. So they're gonna take care of the baby, even though I think Willow is far more qualified to take care of babies. He's
Yeah.
has two children of his own and has a family, but you know
Yeah.
what? He needs to be raised by Tollies. Her kind. So yeah, he does that and returns home to his village and family in triumph.
Yeah, becomes a
And
hero.
who knows what happens in the show because they deleted it. Batgirl all over again.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I had to look up why they did that because that's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, looks good. I don't know. This is a pretty popular one. I hadn't seen it either. I mean, I'd seen parts of it, I think, or it's been on at places, but I never really watched it. And
Yeah, I
I
just
see
know of it because of
why.
the poster and like seeing the
Yeah.
VHS. I may have been like you, maybe it's been on TV, but I don't, even if I have seen it, I don't remember a single thing. But yeah, I definitely remember it being very that. And what's the other one that people like? The Tom Cruise. It's kind of another fantasy movie
I don't
that
remember
people
the
talk
name of
about. Oh,
that one though.
Legend. People talk
Yeah.
about that one too.
Yeah, very similar Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer early on in their careers, long hair, driftwood sticks. Yeah. There it is.
Iceman and Maverick doing
Yeah.
fantasy.
Yeah. So yeah, Ron Howard directed, so I mean, it's got some charm and some fun stuff. And Lucas created. But it just doesn't quite hit the mark for me. There's something about it. I've never been into this kind of movie though, so it's fighting against the grain to get me. I've never really liked the fantasy, freaking elves and all that stuff. It just never got me. I'm more of the laser guns and spaceships. So it was fighting against itself to win me over, and it didn't quite do it. It's okay.
Yeah,
Probably wouldn't watch this.
it's more or less Lord of the Rings, but boiled down to 2 hours as opposed to three movies, because it's essentially you got to get an object from point A to point B, and Lord of the Rings took three movies to do that. Arguably, did they need to? I think it was worth it, but to boil it down, boil that story down to 2 hours, it's not as memorable, I guess. Like it's an like you know, like you're saying, it's entertaining enough. There's enough kind of pizzazz to it that's kind of fun to watch, but I don't know. It wasn't the most engaging, entertaining thing in the world, even though a lot of the aspects of it were pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Probably wouldn't watch it again. It's very long. But I'm glad I finally gave it a real shot, even if I wasn't that impressed by it. 6.3 for me.
I was going to
It's just
six, just
okay.
a straight six. So we're
Yeah.
about the same.
6 and a 6.3. So check it out and then imagine what the sequel would be like that you can't watch anymore. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I wish I could remember why they took it off. They had to have had a reason. Or maybe that was the controversy. They just did it and didn't think to tell anybody.
Yeah.
People are mad about it. I don't remember, but it definitely doesn't exist. When I typed in Willow and Disney, the movie was the only thing that popped up. So it does not exist.
There we go. 6 and a 6.3. It's on Disney Plus. I mean, who doesn't have Disney Plus nowadays? So if you want, go check it out. See what you think. Or you could be already a fan. A lot of people do love this movie. I mean, it's got a following, all right. But we appreciate you coming by. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. And as always, we're on Spotify and Apple Music too, if that's how you do your podcast. We don't care how you do it, just come join us. Appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. Until the next piece. Peace.
Peace.